Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 2, Adoption.
So, Irene suggests that we change the weekly team meeting to a fortnightly team meeting, but then when the fortnightly team meeting comes around the following Friday, half the team aren't there because they thought that the fortnightly team meetings weren't starting for 2 weeks. You haven't been listening to a word I've said, have you, Brian?
Irene suggested that you change the weekly team meeting to a fortnightly team meeting, but when the fortnightly team meeting came round to the following Friday, half the team weren't there because they thought the fortnightly team meetings weren't starting for 2 weeks.
That's so typical of you, Brian. You deliberately listened out of spite. Come on, Brian.
No.
Come on, don't be such a wuss.
I'm not about to rifle through the personal belongings of a pair of complete strangers.
No, you're not. I am. Your job is to keep guard.
I'm not happy about this.
Okay, Brian, point taken. Now go and be not happy over by the front door and keep your eyes peeled.
Look, couldn't we just wait until they've moved in and then get to know them, please?
No. Forewarned is forearmed. I want to know in advance what kind of neighbours we're getting. Besides, they want us to look in their boxes.
How do you work that out?
It's just basic psychology. Anyone who leaves personal possessions unattended in a communal space like this hallway subconsciously wants them examined.
All right, so why have they taken the boxes up?
Have they? Blast.
I can't rip the tape off!
Never stick back. How else am I going to get in the boxes? Yes. And the early signs are very encouraging. Crockery wrapped in The Guardian! Have you read the strip cartoon? I've never really understood it.
Claire, will you just get a move on?
Right, books. Let's have a look. A couple of Penguin classics. Otherwise, non-fiction. Atlas Dictionary. Thesaurus. Several Lonely Planet guides. What have we here? Tony Benn's diaries, all 3 volumes. And they've been read. Okay, Brian, so I am guessing educated professionals, articulate, limited leisure time, I'm guessing well-travelled, I'm guessing disaffected labour. Oh, come on, Brian, will you stop pretending you're not interested?
I'm not.
Oh, look, this box is just full of nothing but old records.
Fine, well, let's have a look.
Photo albums. Crikey, Brian, they've been to Cuba. Bank statements. Standing order to Amnesty International. I've really been wanting to do that. It's highly commendable. Oh, and what's this? Lurking near the bottom of the box? A packet of fair trade coffee. Brian, I think they can be our friends.
It will mean much greater responsibility, Helen.
I'm hungry for greater responsibility, Ray.
Problems you've never encountered before?
I don't regard them as new problems, Irene. I see them as fresh challenges. I am confident that I can provide the dedication, commitment and professionalism such a diverse client group demands. Furthermore, I...
Helen... Please, you have to be able to spout this crap without giggling. Otherwise, there's no point in even going to the promotion interview.
Tim's a psychiatric nurse and Jessie's in publishing. They met at university in Norwich through the student union and they've been together ever since, which is over 10 years. They've got some lovely ceramics.
They sound very nice.
Oh, they do, don't they? I can't wait to meet them.
Helen, take this seriously.
God.
What's going on here?
We're trying to coach Helen for her promotion interview. She's going for Polly's job.
But if Helen moves upstairs to Polly's old job, who are we going to get down here? It might be awful.
Well, they might not be. Brian and I, we were very anxious about the people moving in upstairs, and they've turned out to be lovely. Tim and Jessie.
Oh, whilst I remember, Claire, someone called Emma rang.
Abrupt, condescending, supercilious.
That's right.
Yes, that'll be my sister. Brian, are you asleep?
Let's see. In bed, eyes shut. Yeah, it certainly looks that way.
Yeah. I need to talk to you. This is important to me.
Oh, I'm crying out loud, Claire. If I want to leave my clothes in a pile at the side of my bed, it's my business. They're my clothes and it's my side of the bed.
I'm not talking about that. Since you mention it, why don't you just fold them?
Fold them in the morning?
No, you won't. You won't. You'll put them on and you'll go to work. It's no wonder you look like a scarecrow.
I'm an English teacher. I'm supposed to look like that.
I got a call today from my sister.
That's nice, dear. Good night.
Emma and Max have recently rewritten their wills and she has an important question to ask me regarding the twins. But she wouldn't ask me over the phone, so we've arranged to meet for lunch later in the week.
That's nice, dear. Good night.
Brian, don't you understand what this means? Emma and Max are going to ask me to adopt their children.
What?
In the event of their deaths. Think about it, Brian. I am next of kin.
What about your mother?
Come on, that's not likely. We've had first-hand experience of mother's parenting skills. Emma would sooner have her children raised by wolves.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. Good night.
Not fine, whatever, Brian. This is a serious issue. We could become parents.
Yeah, if they die.
Of course, if they die.
Both of them?
Yes, both of them.
Well, it's not likely, though, is it?
No, I'm not asking you to work the odds out, Brian. I want you to commit to the responsibility.
I commit to the responsibility. Good night. What on earth are they doing up there?
I think Tim and Jessie are christening their new flat. Good luck to them.
She's overdoing it a bit, isn't she?
Do you really want me to answer that, Brian?
It's just a bit intrusive, inconsiderate.
Admit it, Brian, the sound of a woman enjoying sex threatens your masculinity and offends your puritanism.
I just want to go to sleep.
Don't be such a prude. It's just two people making love. Let them get on with it. It's not so it's going to last all night. Come on, Brian. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You've got to do something.
All right, just give me a second.
You've had ages.
Okay, okay. I'll twist.
Five of clubs.
Stick.
Dealer holds 20, pay 21.
21.
Damn.
Do you want another hand?
No, I do not. I want to go to sleep. I want them to stop. It's unnatural. It's inhuman. It'll be time to get up soon, Brian. Please go up and ask them to stop.
Oh, how many times do I have to tell you no? Have I gone deaf or have they stopped?
I think they've stopped.
Thank you, God.
This has got to have been the longest night of my entire life. Good night, Brian.
Night, Claire.
Fetch the cards, Brian.
I got them here.
Thank you, Mrs. Benson. I'll see you next week. Did you see what I did then, Megan?
You upset the client.
No, I did not upset the client. The system upset the client. I ensured that I asked the widest possible range of questions covering age, family, mental health, physical health, alcohol issues, drug issues, the lot.
So you can make a fully comprehensive and holistic assessment?
So I can dump them on another department. I need another coffee. I'm dead on my feet here.
Do you feel better for your nap?
Nap?
You fell asleep on Mrs. Benson's sofa.
Well, why didn't you wake me?
Well, Mrs. Benson and I thought you looked like you needed it.
Something's got to be done about our neighbours. This can't go on.
I know. Brian looks completely shattered.
When did you see Brian?
Oh, I popped round to see you last night, but you were out. Didn't Brian tell you?
No.
I think I'll make him one of Auntie Morag's herbal sleeping remedies.
Well, what about me?
Well, you can if you want, but there's no point in both of us doing it.
Pearson, do me a favour, Simon. Shout at that child, would you? I'm too tired.
Pearson, get down from that fence now!
Thank you.
My pleasure. I take it they were at it again last night.
Oh, like rabbits. All night, third in a row. Don't know whether to call the Noise Abatement Society or the Guinness Book of Records. It's got to stop.
So stop it.
How?
Quite simple. Just go upstairs, knock on the door and say, excuse me, Mr. Super Stud Sex Machine, can you give it a rest? Quite apart from it keeping me up all night, it's making me feel totally inadequate.
Yeah, it's not making me feel totally inadequate. Just think it's a bit weird that people who've been together for 10 years are still...
having sex?
Yeah, having sex every night. It's not as though they're newlyweds. Me and Claire have been together for 10 years. How come it isn't us keeping them awake all night?
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
I am not ashamed.
People have different sex drives.
There's nothing wrong with my sex drive! The point is, since they've moved in upstairs, we've not had a decent night's kip. What's more, it's driving a wedge between me and Claire.
I know that you've already filled the forms out, Jenny, but to process the application, we have to go through it one last time.
Lee! I've told you stop running around, Lee! I won't tell you again.
Because, some of the information just doesn't tally with what you told Social Security.
Put the bin down! Lee, put that bin down this minute or I swear! Look what you've done. You are a bad boy.
Actually, Jenny... current thinking in child psychology advises... current thinking in child
Don't
psychology...
Don't you dare start telling me how to bring up my child.
No, I wouldn't dream of it. I was just saying that.
Have you got a child?
No.
Well, why doesn't that surprise me?
I've got twins. They're not my own. They're my sister's. I adopted them after she and her husband were... tragically killed.
Really? Oh, that's terrible. How did they die?
Trampolining accident.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Well, twins, huh? Mm. How old?
One of them's two. And the other one's two.
No wonder you keep yawning. Are they keeping you up, then?
I'll say.
But it's worth it, isn't it? All the grief, the tears and the heartache, they pay it back in spades, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do.
Yeah. What were you saying about child psychology?
Oh, yeah. You called Lee a bad boy, and current thinking in child psychology advises against labelling the child as bad, suggesting instead that they be told that they have done a bad act.
Oh, right. Right, I see. Lee, that was a very bad act. Little sod.
Are you dead?
No.
Are you British?
No.
Are you male?
Yes.
Are you a fictional character?
No. That's 15.
Are you George Clooney?
No.
Why not?
Just play the game, Claire.
Come here, my pretties, and be crushed.
Mummy, are we lost?
I'm afraid we are, child. How can an honest single mother on the minimum wage survive against the forces of injustice, ignorance, and poverty?
Nothing can save you now.
Not so fast, Lord Injustice.
Carewoman, but how...
It takes more than red tape to hold me.
Ignorance, poverty.
Yes, master.
Get her.
She's too powerful for us!
Run for your lives!
Come back, you cowards!
So, Lord Injustice, looks like it's just you and me.
Claire!
What? Sorry. Yes.
You do appreciate how important this team meeting is.
Of course.
So which way are you voting?
For? Against.
Against?
There is no vote, Claire. Helen's teasing you.
You've been asleep again.
No, you shouldn't take it out on Claire just because you didn't get the promotion, Helen.
Didn't I get the promotion?
Oh, sorry, Helen. I thought you'd been told. I thought that was why you were being so spiteful.
No, I was just being spiteful.
Oh, Helen, bad luck. Oh,
you must be gutted.
No, actually, I'm not. I didn't want the promotion in the first place. I was merely testing the waters and trying to obtain interview experience for when there's a job I really do want.
So you don't mind that they gave it to Penny Bolton?
Did Penny get it?
Oh, good on her.
What did Penny get?
Promotion.
Oh, you should have gone for that, Helen. You'd have walked it.
I think sleep deprivation is severely compromising your efficiency, Claire. Is there any chance of the situation at home improving? Claire? Claire? Claire?
Yes, what? Against, definitely.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Look, sorry, Claire, you're just going to have to talk to your neighbours.
Well, I don't know how to broach the subject.
Look, it doesn't have to be confrontational. You invite them down for drinks. Create a comfortable, non-judgmental social situation in which to raise the issue. Approach it obliquely. Talk about the nature of community. Discuss the shortcomings of Victorian flat conversions with a lack of adequate soundproofing.
Oh, no, I can't. It's too embarrassing. It's too humiliating. It's just degrading.
So get Brian to do it.
You know, Ray, I think you might be onto something.
Penny Bolton.
The bitch!
I'm sorry, Claire, I still don't understand.
Okay, I'll go through it one more time. We create a comfortable, non-judgmental social situation in which to raise the issue.
Yeah, yes, approach it obliquely, Victorian conversion, community, soundproofing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get all that.
So what don't you understand?
Why I've got to do it.
Because I do everything in this relationship. Now, I have always done everything. I asked you out, I seduced you, I asked you to move in with me. I even found the flat. I even found the furniture for the flat. Well, you know, I'm sick of it. I'd like to switch roles, Brian. Brian, are you listening to me? Brian, I'm talking to you, Brian.
All right. You win. I'll do it.
Good. Because I've dropped a note into Tim and Jessie's, and they're coming around for drinks tomorrow evening. 6 o'clock. Don't be late.
Leave me alone. I'm tired.
You're not as tired as me. I'm meeting Emma tomorrow. She's hardly going to hand her kids over to someone looking as rough as I do.
Megan says I look like a gilly.
What?
A gilly. Apparently it's a very tired-looking Highland ghost.
Not the gilly. Megan. When did you see her?
She popped around to see you earlier tonight. Didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't.
Do you want to try and play Jenga? Or do you think the bed's too bouncy?
For crying out loud, Emma, have you seen the prices in this place?
Just relax and enjoy yourself. When was the last time we did lunch? Besides, it's my treat. I think you deserve it. I could never do the job you do. I mean, who was that scary-looking bag lady in your office?
Helen. She's a colleague.
Well, I think what you do is marvellous. What would you like to drink?
Oh, just so. Water. Some of us have to go back to work after lunch.
I hope you don't mind me saying this, sis, but you look absolutely awful. But would you mind lifting your head off the table? It's just they know me in here.
How's that? Is that better?
It's almost. Got a bread roll stuck to your face.
Sorry, I haven't had any sleep for a week. Noisy neighbours. Hopefully Brian will sort it out this evening.
Oh, you poor thing. I know just what that's like. People next to us are forever landing their bloody helicopter. It's all ours. But we've had to move the twins into the West Wing. Look, before you lapse into unconsciousness, there's something very important I need to discuss with you.
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm all ears.
Yeah. Now, having children doesn't just change one's lifestyle, Claire. It forces you to reassess your whole life. There are decisions to be made, responsibilities to face up to, harsh realities to confront, including the possibility that Max and I could die. Max and I could die!
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry. No, I'm still here. Carry on.
Leaving the children orphaned. Now, obviously, all the money stuff is sorted out. Max has seen to that. However, we have had to consider what will happen to the twins after we've gone, which is where you come in.
Of course, yeah. You want me to be the twins' guardian?
No! Andy and Abigail will be the twins' guardians. We want you to take the cats.
The cats.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Andy and Abigail, they're not really cat people. They're worried about their furniture, and then there's the curtains.
Right, I'm sorry, no, can we just get this straight? In the event of your untimely death, my nieces go to your husband's golfing partner, and I get your cats.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what do you say?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
No, I think Outlaw Josie Wales is a classic, but its narrative is rambling. No, it's number two. Unforgiven has got to be number one. It's Clint's Western masterpiece. Fancy another pint?
Look, mate, nobody enjoys an evening of listing Clint Eastwood films according to genre more than I do. But that's not why I'm here. I came along because you needed Dutch courage and a bit of support before your showdown with the shag bandits. Wait, it's 6:20 now, and you told me Claire wanted you there for 6. And for the record, Outlaw Josie Wales' narrative wasn't rambling, they were on a journey.
Right, we're only round the corner. We can squeeze a quick one in.
Correction, 6:26.
I'm not scared of her, you know.
Nobody's suggesting you are, but I am.
Simon, I promise, she'll never even know you were with me. My mobile's off, you're perfectly safe.
Promise?
I swear.
Go on then, get him in. And some chutney mini poppadoms. Hello? Right. Okay. I see. Yes, I'll do that. Okay.
Cheers.
Claire just called me. She wants you to come home, you spineless, pathetic excuse for a man. Her words, not mine. Cheers.
Well, that's that then. No more prevarication. It's got to be done.
It's Gary Cooper in High Noon.
Alan Ladd in Shame.
William Holden in The Wild Bunch, Peckinpah's greatest film.
You think so? I prefer The Getaway. It's leaner and meaner. He doesn't waste a frame.
Shall I get you a whiskey chaser?
Yes, please. Could you make it a double?
Yeah.
I've just spoken to Brian. He sends his apologies. Drama club rehearsals went on longer than anticipated. You know, the kids, they love it so much. And Brian, he can't bring himself to disappoint them. More wine, anyone? Twiglet?
I'm sorry?
Twiglets.
you were talking about the lack of adequate soundproofing in Victorian flat conversions.
I was like, oh, no, that's a hobby of Brian's. He'll tell you all about it when he gets here. So how are you finding things since you moved in?
Feels like home already.
Which is just as well, bearing in mind how much it cost us.
We're slaves to the mortgage.
No more swanning off to places like Cuba.
Sorry?
Which I hear is very popular.
Fortunately, we've done Cuba.
It was either a flat or a wedding.
And the head ruled the heart.
The wedding's on hold till next year.
But we're happy.
Good for you.
If a little exhausted.
Yeah. I bet you are. Now, Brian and I, we've always been very happy in this area. There's a vibrant cultural and social mix. What's more, we haven't been burgled for years, not since they closed down the crackdown.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Between shifting boxes, humping furniture, assembling flat packs and working nights, I've hardly set eyes on the outside world.
Wait, I beg your pardon?
Between shifting boxes...
Yes, no, I heard that. What was the last bit?
I've hardly set
Before
eyes on...
that?
Working nights?
You've been working nights?
All week, since we moved in.
So who's... Four more twiglets.
But in many ways, moving has been tougher on Jessie. It can be a very isolating experience.
Oh, I've been fine. You just get through these things.
I'm just grateful to Noel.
Noel,
Tim's brother.
Noel's been such a star. As soon as he heard I was working nights and Jessie was going to be stuck all on her own, he was over like a shot. Just to keep her company.
He's been very nice to me.
Nice doesn't even begin to cover it. He's the best brother in the world, and he'll be the best man at our wedding.
Will you excuse me? I think I ought to try and get hold of Brian just one more time.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Jessie. I'm Brian. I'm here to tell you...
Brian, please, before you go any further, can we just go to the kitchen?
No, right. It can't wait. You two, the noisy shagging has to stop, and it has to stop now.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, here she comes. Dead man walking.
Ah, bloody ha-ha.
So
what?
Did you have the showdown with the noisy neighbours?
Oh, yeah.
And was there a satisfactory conclusion?
If you consider the disintegration of a 10-year relationship amidst a tornado of vitriolic abuse as satisfactory, well, yes, it was.
Oh, Claire, I'm so sorry. But you'll be okay. Brian was a nice guy, but a bit of a tit.
You split up with Brian, though. Claire, that's terrible.
No, not me and Brian. Them upstairs. Turned out she was sleeping with his brother. They've both moved out.
Well, they've gone already.
Oh, yeah, and tonight I will be having the first decent night's sleep in almost a week.
So, do you really think you can destroy me, the Dark Lord of Injustice?
Yes, I do. And associating darkness with evil offends many black people, so stop it.
We are alone at last.
I've waited a long time for the opportunity to rid the world of you.
And you have every right to do so, I'm sure. But Carewoman, in amongst all your righteous anger towards me, is there not just the tiniest hint of attraction?
Attraction?
I know I'm very attracted to you. Your full lips, your alabaster skin, that swan-like neck. Oh, it's awfully hot in here. Do you mind if I take off my cloak of doom?
Forget it, creep. Do you really think you can seduce me over to the evil side with your oily charm, your silver-tongued flattery, and rock-hard body with perfect muscular definition?
There'll be plenty of time to destroy me afterwards. In the meantime, why don't we take the opportunity to indulge in some long, lingering, passionate, consensual sex?
Aren't you forgetting something?
In my bedside cabinet.
Good lad.
Oh, God, Carewoman. If you'd only known how long I've waited to hold you in my arms and smother you in kisses.
No, the neck, big boy. Oh, work on the neck. Yeah, maybe a bit lower.
To press my body against yours.
Goodness.
Goodness has nothing to do with it.
Oh.
Claire? Claire, wake up. Oh, you're having a nightmare. You're making a strange groaning noise.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Pleasant dreams. You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Nina Conti, Gemma Craven, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden and Ellen Thomas, with Andrew Wincott, Helen Longworth and Nicholas Bolton. The executive producer was Paul Schlesinger and the producer was Katie Tyrrell.